Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Cody Nestor's out of Dubbo. Morning to you, Cody.
Andrew, how are you, mate?
Very well. I know you're a long way out there, mate, but have you got fires in your area or are you clear at this stage?
Mate, we haven't had too many fires that have got out of control or anything around home, but we did have a lot of smoke the last couple of days. It's come the Blue Mountains and the fires around Hawkesbury and them sort of places. But, in fact, I'm just coming down the mountains into Sydney now, and, I can see why the Hawkesbury's had a bit of a risk of running the meet because the smoke's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly been in the city all morning, but the other parts now with the winds picking up are being impacted. So we'll wait and see what happens with Hawkesbury. Have you come down early with sneak preview?
Yeah, Andrew, I'm just trying to beat the heat. The next couple of days are going to be pretty warm, so I thought I'd get him down here as early as possible and let him settle in. And I'm not a real big fan of travelling them in the heat, so yeah, we've come down a bit early.
Okay, and I know you've got runner down at Bong Bong and the like. Have you brought them all together or not?
Yeah, brought them together. One of Bong Bong, a bit of a travelling companion, but haven't known for that long. But yeah, no, she'll go down there tomorrow and then sneak preview Saturday.
Okay. Well, mate, this horse sneak preview's got the right form, hasn't it? Coming off a second behind Burning Crown in record time with the finish that it had and then come away with a win at Orange.
Yeah, I thought he's run at Coonabarra and had a lot of got right off on a pretty firm track that they sort of won't make a whole lot of ground. It really hit the line well. And up to the 1400 the other day at Orange, really appreciated that, I thought, and went right through the line. So I'm looking forward to seeing him over the mile on Saturday. He's a horse on the up. I'm a bit of scope about him. So, I definitely think he's in with a good chance on Saturday.
And, Cody, I love it the way you speak there, the way that it went through the 1400, that let's go and have a crack at a mile.
Yeah, 100%. That's his reason. Suggests there that he shouldn't have any dramas in the way. He needs to do his work. I think he's fourth up now, so he should be peaking for the mile. And he's Kembla's range, good roomy track. I think that'll suit him. And he's got a few photos. He drew a pretty good barrier there on Saturday. Hopefully he's just posited up and behind him. And with any sort of luck, I think he'll be fighting out the finish.
That barrier, he can position basically anywhere?
Yeah, he's pretty versatile. Over the short of course, he's getting back and getting home all right. But I think up the mile, I'll leave it up to Timmy and see what the pace is doing. That's his job. But it wouldn't. I think he's a horse that's pretty adaptable. So if they go pretty steady in front, he could posse up to or just in behind him. Or if they put the pace on, he could be midfield or a bit close. You know what I mean? So I think he's pretty adaptable. And hopefully the race is just run to suit him. Big long straight at Kembla. He'll have plenty of time to get to the line.
Yep, that'll certainly be positive with him. And is he coping with his racing well?
Yeah. No, he's. Pretty good that way. He always eats up, pulls up well, and nothing's sort of phasing too much. So, he's on song for Saturday, mate.
Yep, that's good. All right, so that's sneak preview lining up in Saturday's Tab Highway Race 2 at Kembla over the mile that we've spoken about. And Bong Bong, mate, I've got to get there one year. We're going to talk to the club over the next half an hour or so, but it's a special day there.
Yeah, they tell me that. This will be my first trip down there too, Andrew, so... I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah. You've been to a few meetings, mate. You love getting to Birdsville. This might be, it's not outback like Birdsville, but they tell me it goes off.
Yeah, they tell me it's a cracker of a meeting. So, yeah, look, the horse I'm taking down, haven't had it for too long. So, but just looking forward to getting down there. They tell me it's a great atmosphere. And of course, it's only an hour and a half away from Sydney. So, it's not too far away. It's not like Birdsville. But looking forward to it, Andrew.
Yeah, no, it's always exciting. They tell me Bong Bong. Good on you, Cody. Safe travels for the rest of it, mate. Sneak preview lining up at Kembla Grange. Are you going to be travelling straight to Kembla or are you just coming to Sydney?
I stay out at my uncle's property, actually. He's just on the edge of Sydney here and about an hour and 10 minutes down to Kembla. I'll leave Saturday morning and poke down there. And it's a pretty good base to be at, really. Just hopefully the smoke clears up, mate. We'll be all right.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Cody. Thanks very much, mate.
See you, Ben.